Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770. M.R. Number 707. Ellen White on Jewelry. Jewelry and the Spirit of Jesus. Those who have bracelets and wear gold and ornaments had better take these idols from their persons and sell them, even if it should be for much less than they gave for them, and thus practice self-denial. Time is too short to adorn the body with gold or silver or costly apparel. I know a good work can be done in this line. Jesus, the commander in the heavenly courts, laid aside his crown of royalty and his royal robe and stepped down from his royal throne and clothed his divinity with the habiliments of humanity, and for our sakes became poor, that we, through his poverty, might come into possession of eternal riches. And yet, the very ones for whom Christ has done everything that was possible to do to save the perishing souls from eternal ruin feel so little disposition to deny themselves anything they have money to buy. The Lord is soon to come, and his reward is with him, and his work before him, to give every man according to his work. I try to set before the people that we are handling the Lord's money to accomplish the most important work that can be done. They can, individually, through denial of self, do much more, if all do a little, and the many little rivulets will make quite a current sent flowing heavenward. True, it is difficult for all to take in the situation. Self, self, self must be served and glorified. And how hard it is for all to become laborers together with God. Oh, that a spirit of self-sacrifice might come to every church, and thus every soul nigh and afar off might learn the value of money, and use it while they can, and say, "Of thine own Lord we give thee." See 2 Chronicles 29, verse 14. A prospective convert and jewelry. Today I have had an interview with one who is just taking her stand for the truth, but she is much adorned with gold bracelets and rings. I think she is good material and will bear to hear kindly advice. The word must be presented. Whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. 1 Peter 3, verse 3, 4. I believe that this sister has received the truth and will practice the truth. If she loves the truth, she will obey the words of Christ. Set your heart in order before God. The best thoughts and noblest feelings will be cultivated and brought into the work, that the heavenly intelligences may cooperate with human beings. As the workers realize that they are in the presence of angels, whose eyes are too pure to behold iniquity, what strong restraint they will place on thoughts, words, and actions. They will be given moral strength, for the Lord says, "Them that honor me, I will honor." 1 Samuel 2, verse 30. Every worker will possess a precious experience and a power and faith that is stronger than all circumstances. They will be able to say, "The Lord is in this place." The angels of God will be in every room. The power of an inward life will circulate through the office. There will be a power in the lives of the workers that will be felt throughout the entire institution. Brethren, you must rise higher in your service. The office is not to be regarded as a common business institution. All who acknowledge God in His appointed channels, who act as faithful stewards in any place where they can do God's service, will be honored by God. Paul charged Timothy, "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine." 1 Timothy 4, verse 16. These words need to be considered by all connected with the Lord's work. Set your heart in order before God. Then the Holy Spirit will so prepare you that you will be a mouthpiece for God. Spend your money on souls, not jewelry. Shall those who profess the name of Christ see no attraction in the world's Redeemer? Will they be indifferent to the possession of truth and righteousness and turn from the heavenly treasure to the earthly? Can you, my sister, use the Lord's money to purchase diamonds or any other jewels for any person? These cannot save one soul. They will not lead anyone to accept the saving truths for this time. Let us do nothing to encourage a vanity that is sinful. No, my sister, save the money you may be tempted to spend in this way, and place it where it will bring honor and glory to Christ. When your brother becomes anxious to secure the pearl of great price, which is truth, pure, unadulterated truth, he will see that that which he now deems wisdom is vanity. We are striving to come into possession of eternal riches. In the appropriation of your means, let it be used in such a way that it will be constantly yielding returns to God. In placing in another's hands that which would be spent merely to gratify human vanity, you are placing that portion of your means where it can bring no returns to God. The Lord has made you a steward of means, that you may do good works in many ways. Be careful that you do all things with an eye single to the glory of God. Our offerings, made to carry out the great plan of salvation, will bring glory to the one for whose sake the gifts were made. As the Lord's stewards, we are to work for time and for eternity. Oh, how great is the work before us! I pray that you may so use your talent of means that it will bring blessing to many souls. Jewelry and expensive dress will not give us influence. We have not time now to give anxious thought as to what we shall eat and drink and wherewithal we shall be clothed. Let us live simply and work in simplicity. Let us dress in such a modest, becoming way that we will be received wherever we go. Jewelry and expensive dress will not give us influence, but the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, the result of devotion to the service of Christ, will give us power with God. Kindness and forethought for those about us are qualities precious in the sight of heaven. If you have not given attention to the acquirement of these graces, do so now, for you have no time to lose. 83, 1909, page 3. Seek Ye the Kingdom of God. Sermon preached at Council Grove, Kansas, August 29, 1909. White Estate, Washington, D.C., March 19, 1979.